Trick or treat.
I haven't started to before. That's two episodes. And yeah. I did it myself. I did it.
Mate, didn't you proud?
I did. I was like, yeah. It's trick or treat. And they're like, oh. Let's Josh LFTS.
We've got a special guest in the building with us today. Introduce yourself.
Phil, or known as Philly D.
Okay.
Come on. Phil.
Phil Mitchell in the house.
The Ghana version still.
Are you going in?
Yeah.
Are you going in?
Yeah.
That's
the one.
None of them.
Why here speaking to my people?
Dr. Euphoria and that one. Two.
Come on, man.
So how is everyone? Straight into it.
Everyone
good?
I'm okay, to be fair.
I'm good, too.
Yeah, Charlie's good.
Health as well, man. I'm back.
Good.
Yeah, man.
We've been rolling out with the content for once, you know.
Oh, you serious, man? We've been taking hiatus after hiatus.
Trust. Now we're back in it. Yeah. But I want to start with a question, because I heard it on, I can't remember what I was watching, but I heard the question, and then it intrigued me, so I thought, yeah, I'm going to ask it on the pod. So, you know, like how like fashion and style changes over the years, and like we keep up with the fashion trends that kind of suit us. Do you think that you are? When I say you, I'm talking about everyone individually.
Where did you hear this? Because I've heard this before.
Probably, but do you think you're still gonna dress for your age?
Where did you hear this?
I can't remember. It's only recently that I heard
from '90s baby.
It might have been that. Yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah. So do you think you're gonna dress the same way as you dress now when you get older, or do you think you're gonna adjust to it?
Nah, I think it'll change.
So like,
I think I'll be wearing Congo.
What's that, like the MZC?
No, not
like,
them. Not yeah, the, hats, like, the flat caps.
Like,
you know,
a geezer.
You know, like how Samuel Jackson dresses.
The finger cap.
Yeah, the
grandfather cap.
Yeah. He spins them backwards. Imagine. Get a nice velour sweatsuit, white t-shirt.
What age are you talking?
What age are we talking?
So I'm like, why don't you get into
I'll be dressing like this.
Late 30s, early 40s.
I think we'll still be dressing like this till we're 40.
Scouse.
Till you're 40?
I think we'll probably 50. I'm not even
joking.
Yeah. I don't know, really? 50 is a bit of a stretch though.
Because if you look at it, it's not going to change that much, innit? You're still going to want to look cool.
So. But I'll be dressing this way till like 40s, and then when I get to like 45, the hat back, velour, the tracksuit. Oi, Samuel, Joshy Jackson, you get me?
But when you reach a certain age, though, because if you look at like, well, I'm not going to mention people's names in it, but if you look at certain people's,
you're
like.
You're going to call out people's dads?
Yeah, I was.
Mad.
Some of these men dressed like gimps.
Yeah, but. Dad swag is a swag.
My dad dressed like a gimp.
But that's what? That's a different time zone.
That's uncle swag though.
See, so I couldn't dress like that though. Depending how big my belly gets. It all depends on how big the belly gets. Because if the belly does get big, then I'll have to dress in like a long shirt, cargo pants.
Like, you see every day.
When you see uncles and they wear just polos in different colours each day.
That's what I'm saying. We laugh at people like that. That's how we're going to turn out.
If I, like, you know, went, like, let myself go a little bit, you know, man, I'm going to have the beard. The beard's going to have to connect,
yeah.
And Rick Ross, that's how I'll dress.
Open shirts.
I don't know. To be fair, I think it's depending on your shape.
And them uncles never wear jackets. They wear t-shirts, man. Any weather.
It's what, you know what it is? Because a jacket will make them look a lot bigger than what they actually are. Because you need to think about it. If you're already now double, triple XL, and then you come for a jacket on top.
Double, triple XL, you know. Jesus.
Like, yeah,
but talking like the Big Show. Big.
Nah, to be fair, when you get old and you get that belly, like, it's a lot of meat still.
Do you think leather jackets will ever be a thing again?
Yeah, leather jackets are a thing.
I think they're still a lot.
Do you own leather jackets?
I've got a full leather jacket.
Yeah, I know. Do you have a leather jacket?
I bought like a blue, like American like baseball one the other day.
But oh man, really my varsity one.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I haven't worn mine in time. Mine was back in the days, criminal damage.
Yeah,
that was hard. Cold. Yeah,
like 2013.
But because I don't see nobody rock them, I wouldn't mind. But I've also got an Avirex jacket, and you know what's mad? I was thinking about this year's Halloween. I was like, I'm gonna wear
Michael Jackson.
No, I'm going as Nelly. What's happening tonight? I can't wait.
Plasters on his cheeks.
Yeah. I remember when I got my Avirex jacket as well, because no one in Liverpool had them. It's mad because I seen a photo. And it's mad, that same jacket I was wearing 11, I can still fit into it now.
What you wearing when you were 11?
Yeah.
That's the same Avirex jacket you still got now?
Yeah. It was a big size from big size.
Avirex is it's quite expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's the one the one with all the logos on the sides and stuff. Because there was a girl There was a girl I saw on the weekend. She had an Avirex jacket. I was going to say, but nah.
Yeah, it's like that one that you
showed
with the fur on.
Yeah.
Cold. Jacket, man.
Anyways, what happened with the girl on the weekend?
Nothing. She was just there where I was when I was watching the football.
Oh, yeah?
But yeah, but we can talk about the football a little bit anyway. All the flipping.
Philly, I
wanted Italy to win.
Oh, yeah. Why?
But I wanted England to feel pain.
Oh, is it because there's a lot of Ghanaians in Italy? You got a lot of Ghanaians in Italy?
Yeah. Just because of what happened after the game, I didn't want them to win because of
that behaviour,
do you know what I mean?
The backlash.
But I knew if England had lost, this was going to happen.
I seen Rashford miss the pen, I said no, and then I saw Sancho next.
Yeah.
I said no, and then I seen Saka, I said not you.
What I was going to say is, it's mad because the Sun didn't do no racism this time.
They didn't have to. All the people online was feeding them.
They didn't have to say
They didn't have to. Daily Mail, none of them had to, because people were just
doing it for them.
Basically,
But in England, he changed whatever tactic he changed. He obviously scored straight away. But, England cannot let things go to extra time, man. As soon as it was 90 minutes,
I think this thing's over. Everyone knows when it goes to pens, England, they're not bagsmen when it comes to pens.
Nah, they're not. Mentality goes,
man. It's a bit mad.
And
you know what? Fair play to them, innit? They had a strong team. Even though Southgate didn't play the strong team at the beginning, he was doing mad tactics. Even though it still wasn't the best teams.
They did well to get to the final, but then again,
a lot of luck.
Yeah, it was a bit of luck. They had the easier side of the draw. On top of that, as well, every game England went into, they went in with that attitude, let's not lose.
Yeah.
And it worked out for them. But when it comes to the World Cup, when there's more talent and they're playing against even a better standard of teams, I don't think that will happen. Yeah, that will work.
Also, do you think why Raheem didn't take the pen? Because he knew there was going to be backlash if he missed. So I think that's why he didn't take a pen.
So I kind of feel like this is a mad conspiracy, but the order of the penalty takers that was picked by Southgate.
You might have the same thoughts as me.
So, if the black players had all scored, the PR would have been mad.
That's exactly how I thought.
Is that what you thought as well? Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I was like, why would you put Kane and Maguire, the two that are always in the papers and heralded and all this, but then you're putting the three black boys last? But if they all score and you win, and all the controversy of taking the knee and all this with Priti Patel and all this, Southgate, I don't know whether Southgate was thinking, yo, this could be a masterstroke.
Serious?
Because Rashford, Sancho, Saka.
I totally like that myself as well.
Yes, whoa. Rashford, Sancho, Saka, boom, 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 the three black boys, everyone's taking the knee.
Why didn't they put Raheem there?
I was seeing a thing, Jack Grealish said he wanted to take a pen.
Yeah, he came out.
He picked them before he picked him.
Mm-hmm.
So, man.
Because I was looking at it, I was like, Luke Shaw was there, Calvin Phillips was still there, you had Jack Grealish, they're more senior, and they're players that you'd probably think, yo, step up, don't let the young boys, especially those.
So you think Grealish would have bagged it?
I don't know whether he would have bagged it, but he's a confident young man when he plays, put him on a penalty. He's the star boy for Villa, and every time he's come off the bench.
Did he take the pens for his club?
Nah, I don't think he doesn't take the pens for Villa, but even still, though, it's about the moment, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing, Saka's never took a pen before.
That's the thing, neither Sancho.
Really?
Yeah, they've never taken professional pens. So that's why when I was watching who was taking them, I was like, why have you picked these players? This is too random. Mm. I mean, I don't know whether Southgate was literally thinking how we're thinking.
I thought there was something behind it, to be fair. Because if you look at it, Rashford, you'd probably say take better pens than Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
Harry Maguire went before Rashford as well. But it was, I don't know.
You usually put your best pen takers first and last. Okay. And the best two in that who took them would be Kane and Rashford.
But then why didn't you put Raheem there?
Raheem's not really a penalty taker, and I think he's missed one.
Yeah, I'd say he took some for City. I think he's missed a few.
So I feel like it was on purpose. Like, actually, no, Raheem came off, didn't he? Did Raheem come?
No, he's still on. I thought he just didn't take because he was knackered because he played.
He looked knackered at the end of the game. Towards the last few minutes.
But then you get all the backlash of all the racism and stuff. But actually, an interesting thing: have you seen how people are saying like we should use ID? Verify.
I don't think that should be a thing.
So it won't work. But I had a conversation with Kinney. A conversation with him the other day, and I was saying that I understand that people are talking about having like IDs or sign-ups or whatever, but I don't think IDs would be the way forward. It would be maybe sort of like something that can attach like a profile to yourself, if that makes any sense. So do it that you're like BBM and that pin's associated with yourself, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily signing up, let's say, with your
like a reference number.
Yeah, like a reference number. Like you have to have this, and every social media platform that you want to, let's say, attach yourself to, whether it's one account or multiple accounts, you have to use that recognized number.
I think that's flawed.
Why?
Because so
in case someone steals your number and pretends
not
to
even steals your number, say now you for your work, because your agency, I'm an agency as well, think about how many, I don't know if you do, but like think about how many people, especially people who need social networks being made, and you're doing it from this agency, and then you're passing them the details. There's people who make pages for people like daily.
Oh, I get what you mean.
Do you get what I'm saying? You can't have that attached to. So if it's now saying that,
because then if a madness happens,
it'll go back to the person who made it.
So in I thought about this in regards to like if you're using it for like businesses, like marketing or things like that. Let's say if you're a business, you have a business license, so you'll have tokens for each employee.
Then if you do that,
it's still not assigned to you. It just means that let's say you've got 10 people within the business. There's 10 people that have access to these.
Accounts. Doesn't work. It still wouldn't work that way, because say if you're saying 10 people, say if I'm working on someone's page, I might have access to it, but whoever they work with have access to it as well. So if you're limiting it. Fucking hell.
It's a Lipson tea, man.
If that's what you're doing, limiting it to like a small amount of numbers, it still wouldn't work. And then if I'm the licensed holder and someone comments something wrong, I'll get the backlash. Or how many accounts can I make a week?
Well, this is what I'm saying. So like you can have tokens for how many that you want or you need to make, do you get me? But then also as well, there's always an order trail, do you get me?
But like, what do you mean tokens? Because
do you mean like the same number will relate to how many, whatever many number of accounts you'll have?
Yeah, exactly. And let's
say like if you make one, you'd have to then make a new one, but you use that same number. But
so let's say for instance our page that we have, obviously us three have the login for it, do you get me?
Yeah.
So like if I do a madness on the page or whatever, and it would track to something that belongs to me, do you get me?
But how would it track to you though?
Because it's order trail.
So like anything that's from your device, you'll be able to track it back to your device, to get
But you can do that with IP address.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you log in, it can tell you who's logged into your account. So I don't get
what
the token.
What happens if using things like proxies and stuff like that? Doesn't that like mask all that?
Nah, if you log into Instagram, if a new device logs into Instagram, especially Facebook, it would tell you that even with,
okay. I think we're coming off the topic anyway, but it's not having a sign up whether people believe in it or not. I don't think it would like end it or whatever like that, but it would make people sort of think maybe twice before posting.
I don't know.
I think it would be, you get people, you know what's actually mad? I commented on something on Shadeborough today. This is how I know people got time. This is how people came for my neck. What so, Emma B is the blonde one, Baby Spice.
Yeah, Emma Bunton or whatever her name is.
Got married to her boyfriend of 20 years. All I said is, 20 years to marry someone, mocking it. That's all I said. That's all I said, because I feel like 20 years to marry someone is actually
long.
Mocking it.
That is long.
Yeah. People are coming from my head.
Yeah.
To the point where people on their actual accounts be like, you can't be saying the fam. It was like, I started off some mad debate. Like, people were like, well, this is not a valid reason. It doesn't matter, he's with them for 20. Yeah, your check is mad. And I was thinking, there's people on burner accounts commenting, and there's people on the actual accounts commenting. And I was like, yeah, you man's got time.
What's called, the Shade Room?
The Shade Bora.
All from one comment. So you said that, and it just sparked up a bit.
It just sparked, yeah. But no one was coming after. All I just said is 20 years, mocking it.
And I'm not gonna lie. Could you, man, wait 20 years to marry someone?
No way.
Maybe 5 max.
But is the a boyfriend from long term? I'm guessing she's the one who's bringing in most of the money anyway, because obviously who she is.
I don't know, man.
Okay. But even still, though,
20 years.
No, I'm saying I couldn't wait 20 years. But I'm saying even still, if she's the one bringing in the money, man.
Hey,
like,
fam.
How old is she now?
She must be in all the way. She must be going on 50s at least.
Nah, she's not that old.
She would be.
Nah, because
think about it.
Because David Beckham's like 46, maybe.
Going on 50, yeah, I lie. That, you see?
Mid-40s, maybe.
So, yeah.
Mid-40s. Yeah. Spice Girls are cold, man.
Because they were... Are you seeing her? Oh, no.
She's 45.
See? Yeah,
Josh is right, man.
I said 46.
Close.
This guy's right. Going on 50.
she's going on 50, isn't it?
This guy, man.
Yeah.
Looks like my boy.
I didn't know she was with a black person.
Is she?
I didn't even know that,
you know.
To be honest, oh, mad. I feel like I've seen this guy before. No, man's got silver teeth like you do.
Has he really?
Yeah. He's got one gold teeth.
Come on, man. I rate that still.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, getting into it, we've got a special guest here, man, like Philly D. Philly Mitchell from the Ghana side.
Get out of my Banku pub.
Banku pub.
Oh, you know, jeez. So yeah, obviously the people, if they don't know, you are a rapper, or would you just call yourself an artist?
I am more or less a rapper, because I can't sing well, so I can't.
Yeah.
Drake things, no melodies.
You get a little bit of melodies on the. On one song on the EP, you know, the Cinderella song.
Jeez.
That song, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Have you listened to it?
I've heard it before, yeah.
So, basically, he's just, I don't know if I want to sing it, so I was like, Gal, I'm kinky, put one in a pink. Yeah.
Wait, should we play it? There's no copyright, he's the artist.
Yeah,
can you do that?
He's the artist?
Yeah, you can play
it. Oh, Matt. No, I mean, like, if the artist is here, does that... automatically avoid copyright?
I think so.
If I say it's cool, it should be cool.
It should be.
Yeah, YouTube don't come for it. She my Cinderella, left that shoe behind. Said she had to go, savage, baby from the village. Obama him, Charlie, at the same. We won't number, team and throw that bang. I said, hello, queen, baby girl, how you do? I got your number, when should I call you? Girl, I'm kinky, put one in a pinky. Put in your mouth, it's your Yeah, I get love from Cindy, that's my Cinderella. Said she's so wet, I need an But yeah, so obviously you, with your tracks, you've got that Ghanaian flavor mixed, or should I say African flavor overall?
Yeah.
You got that mixed in with the rap flavor, the UK scene.
Yeah, that I think that's the kind of music I like in it. So yeah. Like I listen to a lot of African music now,
mm-hmm.
Whereas I never used to before. Obviously I did when I was a kid, when I lived in Ghana and stuff. So like during the lockdown, I sort of found them songs again that I used to listen to when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I just made a big playlist and I was just listening to them all the time, just bouncing. And I used to rap a bit with my friends and that. And they were like, put videos out, and I was always like, I've got no time. I was just chatting shit. I just didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so lockdown came, and obviously, I can't say I got no time in it. So there was no excuses. So I just sort of started just writing freestyles.
Mm.
And just started like talking about my mental health and like my life and stuff like that.
So the raps only happened within like lockdown to now?
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
That's mad. And you've got an EP out already?
Yeah.
Oi. That's a quick turnaround.
That was actually very quick turnaround.
And you got like 3 videos as well?
Yeah. I watched your first video when it dropped.
Yeah, the freestyle.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I watched the Salah one. That's a big one. Yeah.
Mad. I didn't even know it was a year, to be fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So, question though. I know you were saying like the African influence and stuff and the UK scene. It's changing now. Mm-hmm. Like, say if you came into it 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it was that Afro.
That was the height.
Everything. Yeah. Now I don't really hear that sound no more.
I feel like there's certain people who still do it. Like,
I don't know who.
Well, it sounds so random.
Were you going to say Wes Nelson?
So he started making tracks, but it's almost like he's 4 years too late with the sound he's coming. Because I listen to his tracks and I'm like, these are sick. But they were good in 2017. Yeah. So I'm thinking, who's advised you to make these tracks now? So like when you're making your tracks, obviously I'm not saying your music is like behind or anything, because I find it's good, it's relevant. But do you think that's your lane and that's how you're going to stay? Or do you have like...
I do a lot of different stuff. So like, I do like real rap songs where I just talk about me, my family, friends and stuff like that. That's what kind of music I prefer, because I like lyrics and punchlines.
Yeah.
So like anytime like Dave or someone drop an album, like I lock myself for like a week and I just analyze lyrics and stuff like that. I'll probably say in the summertime and stuff, like how I like to schedule. Like the first song I dropped was called Intro, which was about myself, which was in the winter time. So I dropped that, and then I dropped another one called Misunderstood, which is like an old school rap thing and that people loved, and then I dropped the Mo Salah, and then the summer came, and that's when like the African stuff sort of started coming out. When the sun comes out.
So like the influences kind of like pulled on like whatever's happening in your life, but also like the seasons.
The seasons as well. Cause I think that's important, because you can't just be dropping summer songs in the winter.
It's true, especially in these lockdown times.
I don't know. There's that song that I heard, and it fucking slaps.
Which one?
And it's a summer song. Them two little kids, J1 and it sounds like a FIFA track.
J1 and KSI,
throw me my phone.
Oh, the drill thing.
The two little kids on a bike.
Which two little kids on a drill?
They're like 12 or something, they're 16 or something. And
so why did you say J1?
That's what they're called.
Hello, like 24, 25.
They're like 16 and one's called J1, like but spelled like J-A.
I'm on to you. Is it the kids? You wouldn't know this, but my...
Okay.
That is a summer track. It was released in the winter.
But I feel like when you're younger like that, and if you're just making music, you're probably just going to make...
Just put it out when
you...
For their first track, banger.
Flying
this guy. I was like, yeah. I was out here like, oi. I was like, that is a track.
Yeah.
Whoever, if they actually just sat there and thought, yo, whoever first of all linked them with that instrumental, smashed it. And then for them two kids to put that together, banger. Like, I'll give them a recording contract straight away.
Yeah, but that was their first ever track.
They haven't made anything since.
I haven't seen it. They did a remix of it with H.
That's big if they're getting H already on the track.
Track was that big.
Yeah,
it was massive.
I probably heard it, but
It was mad because you can't even. Do you know what? I thought they were industry plants, innit? I think Central C is an industry plant. I don't know where man came from.
Why do you think
Central C is independent, innit? He hasn't got a label on that.
Yeah, because he puts all his own stuff on his YouTube and stuff. Independent.
Oh, you can put stuff on your own YouTube channel and still be signed to a label, you know?
You can, but like he kind of just pushes everything. I'm Central C.
So does Diggity.
Yeah. He's another one.
But he signed.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Because I keep seeing Central C on Instagram. Like, this offered me a deal, I turned it down and stuff, blah, blah, blah. If you listen to his songs, he said, I'm still not signing and all stuff like that.
I know Diggity signed. But you can push it on your label, and you can push it on your own YouTube channel and still be signed.
Yeah, you can, but I feel like when you're signed to someone, you've got the like contractual obligations to to produce content for them as well as putting it for yourself. Whereas like when you're just on your own, it's like whatever you do goes. But then the downside of that is you've got to manage everything. You're gonna have to like book your own shows and whatever, all that kind of stuff. Not gonna be affiliated with anyone, but I mean, I feel like bear artists these days are trying to be more independent rather than
yeah, because if some people sign deals and they don't get much from it, type thing. Like I seen a thing ages ago, who was it?
The Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
The song got like so much money, but she only seen like 30k or something.
See, I don't know how. I heard that. I heard that they paid her like chicken change.
Yeah. But then it was deep in the contract clauses, isn't it?
I want to know if that's legit because it makes me think like she looked like she was living life at that point.
But it could she could have come from a place where she had nothing.
No. But like, the time of where she only got out of her contract, I think it was like. Because you found it was only like last year.
Yeah, recently.
But like, they were saying like, she only made in a year, like, I think it was like just seven figures, maybe. Six figures is like 100K, innit?
Yeah.
I think it was like something like that. And she said she gets most of her money from like club appearances and stuff. But they were like from the actual like record label, like, because she gets money from club appearances. But like they were taking money from like concerts and stuff because they're the one who were getting assigned for these concerts. But if it's a club appearance, it goes from like
straight to here.
So like, but then I was thinking like, but it looks like you're living. So,
but that just might be the perception, though, isn't it?
Maybe this is what I'm saying. Like, it just maybe is my perception. But then TLC also said this back in the days. They
got ripped off as well.
They said like there was months, for years.
It happened to Russ, you know.
Yeah, but Russ is a different level.
yeah, but didn't he sign something? What did he say?
I think it was 22 bags for like 64 albums.
It was a bit more. It was like 100K and he split it with his boy.
Because they came from, and then
it was 20, it was like 60 albums or something. But they released him from his contract straight away, though.
They did say that when he said he wanted to leave, they let him go.
Straight away.
Because if he got signed to that, there's people who don't even make that many albums in the whole
year. They're smart, though. But then at the same time, I rate that they let him go straight away. Because
they
could have, the buyout clause for us, because you need to think now, they would have been like, look at man's commercial success.
Yeah.
And like,
every track he drops.
Yeah,
it's like every track. I don't know how
he's getting these mad views as well.
But I think it's because
Tion Wayne's hard stuff.
Yeah, I think. Tion Wayne's hard as well.
Yeah.
As soon as I hit, it's gonna be a banger.
Seriously?
yeah. That and when he rhymes girls' names.
Yeah, I never used to listen to him much in it, but the other day I think it was that Wow song. And he was rapping, and then I just said, "Take out the witness, like Tommy Egan."
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think all his tracks sound the same.
They have the same. He's got the same kind of flow. And then he always.
But then they're always catching like
100 mil views.
That's the thing. If you get a chorus that's catchy, and then you
put a dance to it.
He's actually one of the most someone had this debate: who would you look at as the UK's biggest artist in terms of numbers? And he said KSI. I said you can't argue with that.
KSI is massive. He's actually massive.
He makes numbers.
Do you know he's actually like on his? I don't really listen to his music, but if you look at the people he's collabed with on his latest album,
got some
big hits.
I was like, what the hell?
Big hits.
But he's rich in it, so
we
can just. I'll pay you this for this.
Yeah.
But he likes to tell everyone he's rich every time he's on sideline. Jesus.
But then Tion Wayne brings in bigger numbers now than KSI. So would you say Tion Wayne is the biggest UK artist?
I don't know. When you say biggest, though, what do you mean?
In terms of numbers?
Like currently?
Like, yeah. So someone said, like, who's the biggest? I remember someone having this debate and they said, in terms of numbers, streaming platforms out of the UK. Like UK, like urban.
Okay,
like,
I was gonna say you.
Who would you? And they say KSI. I was like, KSI brings numbers, but I'm not. You can count 10 Tion Wayne songs, and all got like 100 mil views. Like,
do you know what? I think he's clever with the tracks that he, because it's not just a lot of his tracks aren't just him.
Yeah,
it's who he partners with.
But it's mad because even his remixes do just as well as the original.
Yeah. Like Body, Keisha Becky.
That Body one, it was just that one line.
I think Tion's got the best verse on that track, but everyone just had the other one to roll with the gear.
Nah, you know what it is? I think it's just because that verse was so raw. It's like, just this little kid just talking like he's with his mate.
Yeah, that is.
So it was mad. It was just
but
like,
then... he's blowing up people from this track because now that's this kid's gonna be on the same trajectory as H.
Yeah,
because
I don't think he's anywhere as good as H though.
I'm not gonna lie, I went on YouTube last week and I didn't know he brought out another track called Oliver Twist.
That was on
TikTok all over. Roast dance where people spin around.
Yeah.
That the people were doing that using that song.
On 157 million views.
So I feel like artists, especially when they're young and upcoming these days, I feel like if they have management and people around them, they're being pushed to make a track that will blow on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then with that, it just takes off. Because there's tunes that I'll hear on like people making videos on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. And me not being oblivious that this is a track in the charts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, right, that's the same song. But I feel like they're being told to like, make your song
TikTok-y.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, there's some TikTok songs I like which are quite hard. And then so you say you like rap.
Yeah.
So do you like I'm just doing the podcast. Hello?
I was talking to his mum live.
I'll miss you too. I'll speak to you later.
Bye, auntie.
Okay,
bye.
So, the XXL freestyle dropped yesterday.
Who's?
So they had Coyle. I don't even
know. Yeah, Coyle.
She's hard, you know, bro.
So she makes too many weird noises.
So she was shit on this. I'm not going to lie. She was terrible.
I haven't even seen her. And then
there's some girl called Lakia. Like, I've never heard of her. But she bodied it.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
But doesn't I thought that Coyle Lee Ray.
She makes TikTok songs.
Yeah.
she's even got a song.
She sings though, innit?
Yeah. She sings and rap. But I didn't know this. She was even on this song. I just heard it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where it was like stick, move.
Yeah.
I heard that. I was like, what the fuck's this? At first, I was like, what the fuck's that? And then I found the actual song, and the actual song's a banger with like. The guy whose song it is in that.
She did another one with Po Shiesty.
Big Poo,
but this is what I'm saying, because she incorporates TikTok dances. This is why Americans are quite talented, because every song has its own unique dance.
You know who the pioneer of that is?
Who?
Soulja Boy.
No, he wasn't.
He was?
Oh, yeah, he was. The Superman.
Soulja Boy is the pioneer of all that. I think he birthed that kind of generation for that kind of...
He did, because after that, it was like chicken noodle soup. And
all of them. Dougie.
There was that, and then Teach Me How to Dougie, and then
Cat Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm not in here, in public.
Oh, in public days, man.
So, would you make a TikTok song?
I've got a few that could... We promote it properly. I did the video and like maybe that Mo Salah one, I'm looking to do the video again.
Yeah,
okay. Put it on GRM.
You know what you should do? Like make something very catchy where people wouldn't expect it. Hissus!
Nah, don't start. This guy's dumb.
Bless
you.
This guy is
Bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, they looked at me. He's like, he's still like,
I'm ready. I was like, I'm ready.
I refuse.
I feel like if I did it on TikTok,
this is the one.
It'll blow. He's flapping it. But I wanted to do it in a bit.
It's too cringy, man.
It's not cringy. It's not because I did it when we saw it and I was like, bless you. And the girl was like, bless you. I was like, it will work. If I did it in a big crowd, and I was just, bless you. Bless you.
Gabriele Zeus.
TikTok on the low.
Need to go to a city game with
that'll be hard, you know.
City! to be honest, it probably would.
Jamie Webb, stop comfortable.
Oh, no.
In a stadium, so like Manchester Derby, you just.
That's what I said.
Nah, it would actually. If people clocked onto it, they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's why I need to get a city ticket.
Don't worry, man. We're there, man.
Maybe. But yeah, so like you were saying, you're looking to redo the Salah video.
Yeah, because I think that song's hard. And it's just like, I don't even know how I came up with that song. That's the funny thing. Because I'd usually write lyrics first before like I find a beat and like I put it to it in it.
Mm.
So I was used to work somewhere. don't know why I said something.
I'm sure you didn't want to say that.
It was like a call center, but obviously there was no.
Oh, you're not talking about here?
Somewhere else.
We used to get basically sit there, do nothing all day. So I loved that. I used to just sit there, write songs all day, like getting paid to write music. I was like, yeah, this is great. And then like one day I was just sitting there, I put my earphones in and I went on YouTube and I searched up Central C type beats.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make a drill tune in it. All my friends like just do a drill song and stuff. And then I found the Mo Salah beat. And in my head it just started playing. I just started singing Salam Aleikum.
Boy, it's called
Salah, my nigga on the wing. And yeah, and then I just started writing it down, type of thing. And then like 2 weeks later, I had brought a freestyler with that beat.
Oh, yeah.
But it was calm because I'd already paid like for an unlimited lease on it, so I could still release my thing. And I dropped the tune, and like people like went mad for it. I wasn't expecting. I just thought it was just like taking a piss type of thing. Because I used to laugh like when I was rapping it, and like even in the studio when I was recording, and I was saying to Kof, "Oh, this is a bit weird," and like was bit mad, but then we recorded and he played it back and like it sounds all right like when I was doing it at home recording on my phone listening to it back. But like when it's engineered and like it's done properly
How you normally get your like inspiration from a track? Would you listen to the beat and then you're just like you just flow off the top?
I do that sometimes. So like I went to a studio with some guy yesterday and he was just putting on a load of beats and I was just freestyling. But what I clocked was I wasn't recording that one.
Okay.
Like, I do that all the time at home and then I forget. Like, oh, what have I just said on here? And the guy was like, why don't you just press record on your phone, like on a voice note? Just leave your phone there and just freestyle for as long as you want.
That's what Lil Wayne does. Yeah, apparently there was like, he's got bare cassettes. He doesn't write stuff. He's just got bare cassettes of him rapping.
He would just take that and add it to the song. So I heard
What do you mean?
So for example, like if you've got like voice note number of 10 or whatever.
That's it.
You haven't like written it, you'll just put that to the beat. Fair enough. He was saying that Tion Wayne, he put something on Twitter one time of how he made one of his first. He would just listen to the beat and then he would just start like
he was humming a flow to the beat and then he'll listen to the flow and like write lyrics to match the flow that he had on there that he was humming.
Man will literally just be humming the beat and then the words will come to him afterwards and then he'll write like the way he's like hummed to the flow.
That's sick.
And Getz as well. Getz was saying that
I don't know how Getz writes his bars, man.
He's a genius. So he was saying that he's got to the stage now where sometimes he doesn't write anymore, but he used to write all the time. But he would look up proper like lyricists to find like the punchlines and all stuff like that. But now he can almost go to a studio and just be like, put on the beat, then he will rap it. Then he just continues rapping it in his head, till he masters it.
I regret because there's not many lyrically who could touch Getz. Even these new people, there's not one person now I can say who's lyrical.
What do you mean, Dave?
Dave is cold, but Chip.
But yeah. they're still Chip's our era.
Yeah. So like in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
so.
There's not maybe the only person I can say could be. I like Diggity. Diggity's Fire in the Booth.
I
was like, boy, but not many of them.
Dig that's got lyrics as well.
Someone else said that.
Dig that can especially
I used to think they were the same person.
Nah, it's two different people.
To be fair, I had the first when they both came out because they both sort of like came on the scene at the same time.
Similar age and stuff.
What was it? It was Air Forces and then Diet Coke or something.
Then the Air Force remix.
Both out at the same time.
I thought it was the same person. Just Diggy D sometimes shortened it for Dig That.
Nah,
once I seen Dig That face, I was like, oh, right, it's a completely different.
Yeah, two different people. But I think Dig That's gonna blow even bigger.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's now started doing a few more like commercial style tunes where he's had a bit of backlash, but people are saying like, well, let him make his money, like he's young.
The drill stuff's kind of stopping a little bit though.
So he's made a tune, I don't know when it's out yet, but he made a tune with Rudimental.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, so he's kind of like them kind of tracks.
That's the key, you know.
It's mad that you said that.
Once you get into like you get you just you got a platform. Yeah. If you can do tunes with like all these like people
established a bit.
Yeah, yeah, with like all the mad views. Yeah. Like Mostak did a tune with, I can't remember, Anne Marie and someone else, something like
yeah.
that.
I've heard that track. Yeah. That's a but I think Mostak is the right kind of person.
He's got that voice as well.
It's like Chip used to do a lot of them.
Yeah, he has bully for it. People
tied yeah. to
him. But if the money, you don't know for the money, so if the money's there. Yeah.
I don't know why he gets bullied for it though, because other people, like everyone, what they'll slate him for, Skepta will get praised for.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really too tough like Skepta's new stuff.
When you say new, Skepta's what?
Cold.
No, yeah. there's some stuff he does with some artists, and I'm like, yeah, like, there's. Oh, who is it with now? There was one. He brought out an album recently, didn't he? I'm trying to think of what it was called.
What was his last album? There's one that's got like Bullet From A Gun and stuff like
See,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that album.
I like that one.
It's but not then. It wasn't Never Your Girl, it's just your turn.
I was
Wait.
Listening to that album.
That was deep.
Like, Wait. It's true.
That was deep. I remember hearing that. Yeah. Bullet From A Gun.
But that's from. Ignorance Is A Bliss, is that what it's
yeah,
called?
That, yeah, 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 yeah.
But that must have come out like 3 years ago, nearly
yeah,
now.
It's time,
it? Like 2018 or so.
There's one tune Big with smoke. Chipmunk, and he did it with some Jamaican Don.
On his
Alkaline.
On his
My Girl or something like that.
I don't know what it's called. But
oh, I've heard My Girl. Yeah. Style OG?
No, it goes Alkaline, Chippy and Kojo.
That extra love. Yeah. That's some guy called Russ.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not the UK Russ. There's another guy called
Russ. I used to listen to
the American one?
Yeah,
no.
I listen to it all the time. And
it was
like
a remix. And I used to love that song as well. Because Code Your Phone used to. I love Jay hosting it, so the Code Your Phones. Well, I like Code Your Phones as well. So
Code Your Phone fell off hard.
Yeah, he's doing all right now though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
are some of his tracks come off YouTube?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Because I went to type in My Wish. So like, I liked the bit where he goes, "He's looking the best of me." Yeah. At the beginning.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it.
Because I remember there used to be that debate, Kojo Funds and was it Young Bane?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Kojo Funds just disappeared, and then Young Bane just kind of soared.
Have you heard about Young Bane?
He's not gonna make music after this
album.
Yeah,
he's saying he's gonna retire after his
but it's mad.
That's his first album.
It took man nearly 10 years to make one album. Has which
he,
I think
nah, no, he I'm hasn't not even been out for 10 years though.
7 years, 2013 times.
That's
yeah,
when Young
Bane
was.
Yeah.
It was when he dropped that Rihanna and stuff, and then like
I thought Rihanna was like
fell off a little bit.
That was like 2014 times. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Mad. Time has flown by then.
Yeah,
Rihanna's cold though.
But you're telling me it's taking. When I bring up my first album, I said, mad. Like.
But I think it was on, I was listening to Halfcast podcast and they were talking about Young Bane. They're saying like, he just looks like a star. He seems like a star. Mm. He looks like, I feel like if he wanted to, he could go into fashion and be like Tiny Temper or someone like that.
Or like ASAP
Rocky. Yeah, or ASAP Rocky or something. So maybe that's his next step.
The thing is though, it's with some artists, like they got great singles or great mixtapes or whatever, but they can't put together like an album or like a project, you know what I mean?
So he's a bit like that. He's fire on just any feature.
You gonna say Fredo?
Nah. Tyler Dolla $ign.
Tyler
Dolla $ign. Yeah, as soon as Tyler Dolla $ign is on any track, you know that track.
But there was
body.
A year Tyler Dolla $ign was on Bare Features.
Everyone's
yeah,
track.
Yeah,
but
everyone.
He made that. But he makes the
and
track better.
Chains.
I think it's cold, but I don't really listen to American stuff.
No,
like,
not
like,
for you.
Nah, it's cold. I listen to obviously Drake and Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, probably the main three, and some old school 50 Cent as well.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I listen to.
Because they're more about the lyrics and the content as well.
I like
music.
Lyrics in it, so.
Yeah.
Just, I like deep stuff, so.
So if you're looking at UK artists, who are your top five UK artists that you
My
listen
top
to?
Top five.
Number
top one, untouchable, J. Huss.
Okay.
I just think he's. Bro, like the guy will bring out an album, you'll listen to it, it'll be mad. And then the next album, it'll be like, fuck, now. It'll be even more mad. And then you think he's sick. Like, I seen a tweet from JME. It was like, you think J-Hus is sick, but every time you press play on some new J-Hus, you find out he's sicker than he's bro, that's how I feel. And then number two, probably Heady One.
I don't listen to Heady One.
Don't listen to Heady One, bro.
I think his flow's cold, you know.
Heady One, if you listen to his lyrics and that, you like punchlines and stuff.
Yeah.
Heady One's silly for punchlines. Number three probably be Dave.
Mm.
Yeah. like I said, I like all the deep stuff in it. So I love Dave, like, unreal.
Metaphors for days.
And number four, Mostak.
I think Mostak is cold, you know.
I feel the thing with him is there's no one else in the UK that makes Mostak style music, like, at all.
I'd say Wretch-ish. Not so much.
The closest one.
Mostak makes Party You Can Jiggy
To. The closest one's probably be like when they both started coming on the scene, like getting big.
I'll say J-Hus.
What's his name? Mist. Like him and Mist used to make similar songs.
I would never say that because Mist and J-Hus and Mostak are different. Because I will put J-Hus and Mostak together because they were like kind of similar.
But then
Mist music. Don't know, man.
That's what I'm saying. It was when they both started. It was like the similar kind of beats that they were rapping on. But now you can see Mist has gone a different way.
But you know what I rate about Mist? Mist is the first one, I would say, in the UK to really take
video production.
Oi, his videos are nuts.
That theme. Carlos back in the band. That one was in the car.
There's one when he's in like the hot air balloon.
Yeah, and then there's one.
There's another one where he's in like some
South
like,
Africa. Or
yeah,
something.
And they're and on a safari or something.
The one with the dogs in the
snow. I was like, where's we getting this budget from, man? Like, I was like, oi. And then you know who's taking it to a whole completely different level now?
Millions.
No.
Oh,
he's Millions got... is Millions is good, but it's like it's not as good as Mist.
Yeah.
It's like he's doing the locations, but you don't have the production as Mist. But H, have you seen H's new song?
With the girl in the bed.
The learning curve one.
Yeah, I was like, this is some.
This is a movie.
Yeah, that's sick.
I watched. Me and Mac were saying it the other day.
I was like,
he took us for a journey.
Yeah, and your label have peace.
Yeah, he's got peace.
It's good.
Like, my mum's even lips in the older woman in the video.
The way the whole thing went from left to right.
Yeah, it's
he was
cold.
Driving in the car. It's cold. And then went to the shop. I said, what?
Yeah.
CGI can't even keep up. I've watched movies that can't even do
that.
Nah,
that's true. Yeah. That was wavy. Whoever's in on H's camp with the production team and coming up with those creative diaries,
smashed it.
That's cool.
Smashed it definitely
because that's not the usual thing when you think of like UK when you're starting off is the typical like you're just standing like
in a house or the hood,
I miss them videos that have creativity back. Like that back them up, like when Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes and that.
Yeah, them videos were cold.
Yeah,
they were all the same.
Yeah, but for them, early 2000s, that was different.
Yeah, but
that was different.
To be
Missy
fair,
Elliott wearing the big black, space. The big,
space.
But I haven't watched too many American music videos in ages, so I can't even.
That's what I'm saying. Like, unless I hear one of my song, my friends playing a song, and like, that's hard. I won't go out my way. Unless I follow them on Instagram, like I follow probably like Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole. So they're the only ones I really see.
Drake does well. Drake does
T-Pain's
well
got a Cole's video.
On his videos. Yeah. The funniest one was the one when he does with French Montana. And he's like, ah, Drake.
And is that No Stylist,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
What's the other one with? Is it with Chris Brown where he's like, oh,
yeah,
he's like,
the little snake thing.
I love when he does them little acting bits, and then the one with Kiki, and he's outside La La's house.
That song's good. I remember that song had everyone doing mad dances. Traffic lights and stuff.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? So you never, Someone said though, it's funny because they were like, Drake is playing. No, so obviously his name's Aubrey, isn't it?
He's playing Drake.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's almost like that's his favorite character. That's how he's playing.
Yeah,
which I think is when you think of it, I feel like that's what he does. Mm. Maybe he's just an actor, but like he's a musician, obviously, but he's an actor, so he's embodying.
I think there's probably a lot of people like that, you know. People you say that about like Lady Gaga, people say she's weird and that, but because she was weird, but she was still making big money and stuff.
Have you ever watched the film? She was in a film called recently.
I'm not sure.
With my guy from The Hangover.
With Bradley Cooper.
Didn't he sing in it as well?
Talks about the musician and stuff.
Yeah.
She's up and coming. And it made me deep, like, because she talks about her nose in the film.
Mm.
She's like, no one would like hire me because my nose is not attractive and stuff. And
really?
I think she was talking about like
herself.
Mm. And the girl.
Oh, so the character she plays is like actually talking about herself in real life.
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, the woman with the makeup and stuff is actually a character, and this girl in the film is actually you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mad. I didn't know she was into acting and stuff.
I didn't know until I seen it with Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, you know.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so in terms of like your music and stuff, like, what do you have any of the inspirations that like push you to create the kind of songs that you make?
It's probably, I like to talk about things that happen in my life, and then like, mm-hmm. and like the deep kind of music that I make, and then,
And you write all your own music as well?
Yeah, I write everything on the EP, unless it's other people's verses.
Yeah.
Like, I write all the hooks, and then I tell people how I want it to be sang and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the only one, it was Shaq, the one I did with Shaq.
Yeah.
Like, I had the chorus, and I sent it to him, and I wanted him to sing it, but then he came to the studio, mm-hmm. and he was like, oh, I've got a different one. I was like, well,
Shaq, man, you're not being a diva, man.
I was like, what's wrong with man? But then he went into the booth and he started singing. And I was on my phone, and I just looked up like that. And I was like, yeah.
I was like, yeah,
this
yeah,
one,
yeah.
This one. I said, yeah. So I've still got the hook for that one. Mm-hmm. That's why it was called On My Liker. But we didn't even change the title because it was meant to be different. It was meant to be tell a girl that I like her. She can call me On My Liker.
Okay.
So it was meant to be that, but he went, now I'm calling on your liker, I just want to take you home. So I was supposed to change it to On Your Liker, mm-hmm. but I think because everything was already set, it was called On My Liker, and he just left it. But I think what I'm going to probably do next is probably I want people to bring their own ideas, because I feel like this whole thing was like me just putting what I wanted on there, obviously. So,
but do you prefer other people giving you a bit of direction?
Yeah, I would prefer someone else to say, if I bring something to the table, like, oh, I want us to do this, we're like, even if I've written everything already, I would prefer someone to say, nah, I think it'll be better if we do it this way, and stuff like that.
Hard.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I remember when we had Jamie Webster on here, he was saying that, like, when he got management, do you have management as well?
Yeah, I got my brother and obviously Green as well now. So,
oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Big them up. But when Jamie was doing it, he was saying that like he'd never had any management, or he'd never really allowed other people to like kind of be in his space and do his writing and help him with his writing and the production of it. And then when he actually listened to his management and stuff, and they pointed stuff out, and then when he went to perform, he was like, I wouldn't be in this position without them, because they can see something that like I can't see, and their experience kind of shines through.
Trust me.
Yeah.
If you need any help, I was a big gram MC.
He was a gram MC.
I was out here. Could you steal my boy's tracks too? I was out here.
I actually need a producer as well.
I don't know if I can do that now.
I need a producer.
Shit, any producers, man, hit him up.
Still, you know.
Josh has been a footballer. Bodybuilder. What else?
Flutist.
Yeah,
piano.
Nah, I can't play.
Oh,
piano.
That was true.
Play piano. Grammys.
Actor,
presenter, podcaster, DJ.
DJ. Yeah, you know that.
Jack of all trades, man. Jack of all trades.
Trust, man. Any agents out there, man?
Talent scout. You know what? Yeah. Talent scouts. I just want to be rich. I don't want to be famous. I don't want. To be fair, famous doesn't even equate to money, innit?
Nah, it's true.
Yeah.
So, do you reckon if you would ever blow up, like, how would you handle that? Do you think it would just be like, I'm still fully there, I'm just doing what I'm doing?
Question, what he just said. What if they give you two ultimatums? They say, Philly, you're going to do it. You're going to bring the Afro Funky House swing back onto the scene. You're going to be the face. But you're just going to be the face. And the money you're getting is just a 4-4, 9-5, or... But you're getting the fame, you're getting receiving all these accolades.
So almost people think he's the, but he's just the face.
Yeah, he's just the face. Or you could be a ghostwriter.
And make more pee. But other people.
And no one will ever know. And if they say, what you do? You say,
I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard one, you know.
Because you could go down as the greatest UK artist in history. But then you need to think you've got nothing in your bank account.
Nah, not nothing.
Nothing, but you're so getting like a normal salary.
A normal man's wage, so yeah. Like 24-30k a year.
Yeah, we'll say you're getting 40k a year. And you're getting all these accolades, you're going on red carpet, you're getting models, you're wifing up.
Baddies.
Mm. Georgia Smith is asking you to cheat on her. Like,
cheat on her or cheat with her?
This guy, you know.
You've won 4 BAFTAs, 2 MOBOs. Now you're going on BBC to come and tell them. Mm. And then you come on front left and you're telling them. Or you could be that ghostwriter that gets 5 grand a verse. A verse could be. And you'd be getting maybe 4, 3, 2 jobs a month. Mm. And that's you. Or you could all, you've got them 2 ultimatums.
Yeah, more than that a month.
I'm breaking it down. Mm. I'll just say 5 grand for each verse, but you get like two verses you need to write for a month.
I'll probably take the money because I don't really, the way I am anyway, I don't really want to be
like, in the limelight.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I don't.
But you don't want to go down as the greatest British singer of all time. All these accolades, fam. Well, you when people type in. Afro Swing, your name pops up.
You have to think about it as well, though. Like, you won't be able to live a normal life. Mm-hmm. You can't really live your life yourself. Like, you see these normal people in that. Like, not normal, but like people like Stormzy and that. Anything happens, like people are there, picture. It's in the paper the next day. And obviously, if you've got your own family as well, if you've got like kids and stuff like that, you just gotta think.
That's why what's his name wears a mask.
Who? M. Honcho.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to. He's like, why should people know who I am? I'm just here to make my money, make my music. And then once I've got enough to do what I want to do, I'm going to dip and do something different. And people won't know who I am. Yeah. That's what he said.
Someone's already leaked the video.
It was my guy.
Wasn't it one of his boys or something?
Yeah. No,
it was Fingy, one of Fingy.
Dutchavelli.
Oh, yeah.
But then I think they also do it. So it's actually funny. So like it's not actually funny, but like fucking I thought he's black.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So
in the beginning,
they do it. So they be like, so they think that they black. So I thought.
Nah, there's controversy in it because he used the N-word in one of his tracks.
So I thought Meek's Money was.
We thought that wasn't that video when we were watching.
And I said, nah, he must be.
Nah, I remember he messed up also on Instagram Live.
Oh,
where like he switched his camera around by accident and you could see like ginger hair and stuff like that.
Never.
Have you not seen Meek's Money?
Nah.
Let me show you.
Oh, mad.
That is actually crazy. But his voice sounds like a black man. Yeah.
Grizzly.
And then I remember when K-Trap took off his mask.
Mm.
I didn't think that was K-Trap.
Yeah. The persona didn't match the face. Yeah. I remember seeing K-Trap thinking, rah.
It's hard though.
Yeah, K-Trap's on.
Yeah. But he's gone back to wearing a mask now.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think K-Trap with a mask means business.
Like, he messed up in it. Like, switched the
never.
Swear down.
That's jokes.
Swear.
But he looks like he's like his grandparents might be black or something like that.
Yeah, he looks like the way he's.
So he is black, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like somewhere in his. He's not directly black, but he'll have black grandparents or one black parent or something.
He looks familiar, you know.
Let's see.
I'm actually not.
You've probably seen him somewhere and not even realized or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. When you've been he looks bare young, though. How old is.
That's a young.
He looks familiar
still.
Yeah. Mad. His videos, we were talking about videos. Do you see the latest one where he's in the helicopter?
Nah, what happened?
Yeah, cold. The video's cold.
The video's cold.
There was another one where he was like at a dinner, big dinner table thing.
Yeah. Is that the one where he walks in? I thought it was his mum with the black woman. There's one where he goes into Russell's.
So that's. Was it Russell?
I think, yeah, it was Russell in Manny.
It wasn't Russell.
I'm pretty sure.
It was somewhere else.
You sure?
Yeah. Wow. But that's what I'm saying, because I was like, I want to know what man's ethnicity was.
Mm.
Because is he black? You can't really tell.
Mm.
Or you see his hands and it's just bare light skin. Yeah. Or it could be Afghan.
Yeah.
Like, so like stuff like that is just a.
But I don't know, but like the life he spits, you when you try and equate it, you're like, you kind of eliminate certain places. Yeah. You're like,
but his voice is so deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on a Pop Smoke thing, but deeper. Like real coming from here. grizzly.
Rob Super Live. Oh, shoot. Sitting with the guys.
Nah, he's cold.
Still. He's cold. He's actually cold. But I think as well, because drill is banned music, innit? So
banned?
Yeah, not banned, but I swear police were like taking down.
Yeah, they were taking down some drill videos and stuff. So what people started doing was like, obviously people started naming people that they've killed and stuff on the drill songs. The Americans do it all the time.
Yeah.
Which is mad.
Cause, so, well, sorry to cut you off. Lowski did it. And he said because his auntie recognized who he was. That's why he stopped wearing the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he did it and so his family. Because he didn't want his family to know who what he was on.
Mm.
But then
I think that's mad because when he was spitting like them proper hard, he was like 16.
Yeah. He didn't want his family to know what he was on. And then his auntie was like, yo, this is you. like your own family will know this is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, of course. If you sing a song, like I thought about doing that.
Put on the mask?
Yeah, because obviously I don't chat to my family and nanny, so yeah. I didn't want them to see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact my friends are gonna be sharing it. My brother's my manager, he's gonna be sharing it. You'll have someone on there who will recognize me, you'll go back to my parents and say, oh, have you seen this?
Yeah.
I just thought, fuck it, if I put it out there myself. And like the first ever video I did, like one of my aunties commented on it. Like, she's like, yo, this is sick. And I was like, okay, then it's cool to be fair.
Yeah.
At least you got the support there, man. Auntie skanking to the chat.
Yeah,
so, I don't think I could wear a mask, but it's Josh.
Yeah. Nah, but certain people, I think they're very recognizable. I don't think you'd get away with wearing a mask.
Yeah, nah.
Plus, you'll be laughing. You would hear that laugh and be like,
there was, like Don E used to wear a mask, innit?
Yeah.
Because he was a footy player.
Oh, so
Don E was a footy player.
Is like, that why he wore a mask?
Yeah.
Stop lying.
Swear that.
He had that big track.
How's your mom? She good, But he brought out that track way after them kind of tracks were popping.
Yeah.
If he brought that one, Funky was.
That wasn't a Funky ass track.
But it's like that kind of.
There was a lot of songs like that back then.
I don't know, man. Because that came out like 2014 or something like
that.
Yeah, sweet. That one's old as well.
There was a lot of tracks like that.
But I feel like it wasn't. It didn't fit the era.
It was the Afro Swing era.
Around the same time, like J Hus, Did You See?
Yeah.
And then Code Your Funds, My Nan, and all them.
Yeah.
I think that was a good time.
Yeah. 2016 was hard, you
it
know.
Yeah, it was.
And Drake dropped what it was.
Controller.
Yeah, Views. Yeah. Views in this.
That album was called.
What's the other one with Rihanna? What's it? Is that Controller?
Work, is it?
Work,
That's what they were all out at the same time.
It's got that same.
Controller. What's the one he sampled Crazy Cousins? Is that the.
I don't know what album that is. I think that's on. It's not on More Life, is it?
No, it's on Views, though. He's got Controller, he's got...
Baby.
That's Views.
Yeah, but what's the name of the track?
One Dance.
One Dance, that's it. That's the one.
What a one. Yeah. Set songs that used to get me...
Oi, Bryson Tiller, when he come out with... it's called Wild Thoughts.
Do you know what's... That's the only Bryson Tiller song I heard in a club.
Because it's the only one for club scene.
He did Exchange as well. I've heard Exchange a little bit. Like
I've never heard Don't.
You want me
to
I've never heard that in a club either.
I've heard them both.
Do you know what's mad? You know how I got onto Bryson Tiller? How did you get onto him?
So I got onto Bryson Tiller through Party Next Door. When you play it on YouTube and then just keeps playing some stuff. And I remember I was in my gaff at uni, third year, and I was like, who's this guy? I heard Exchange, I heard Don't. Like, this is cold.
I remember you used to play Bryson Tiller a lot on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
All the time. Man, I've been listening to these emotional songs. I was like, what's this guy listening to?
Yeah, because it was mad because Nevaeh had it as a display picture.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck's this guy? Literally, I was like, who are you?
Oh, because you thought that was...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, because it's mad because the name changed and the...
Yeah.
I was like, wow, who's this? And you're like, oh no, this is Bryson Tiller. And I was like, Bryson Tiller? So I had to search on up. And then I was like, shit. And then everyone started dressing like Bryson Tiller.
What, with that? With the...
The hat.
The hat. Yeah.
And then the denim shirt and the earring. And I was like, yo... I'm feeling Bryson Tiller, man.
Songs, man.
I've never really sat down and listened to a Bryson Tiller before, but I've heard Don't in Exchange.
You've never
listened to Trap Soul yet? Nah, like,
you never listened to Trap Soul?
Never in my life.
One of the best albums.
It makes me want to go out of lips, yeah.
Trap Soul, bro. Like, I can listen to Trap Soul now and still feel the same way as
that's what I'm saying about. Like, I don't listen to American music.
Yeah.
That was all I used to listen to. because I never used to go out, so I was just like, what I used to see on telly was all American stuff. So, like,
so who was you into?
Drake, Kendrick Lamar, from like
From early days.
From early, maybe not Drake as much, but who was it? Drake, J. Cole, and just whatever was like popping at the time.
Did you listen to anyone like before them, like 2000s kind of?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, like, okay. Old school R&B, like Chris Brown. I like, I've got like plenty of playlists with all them songs in. I never used to go out, so I never used to hear like UK music much. Can't remember. I think I went to Brooklyn Mixer one time, because everywhere else used to play like house music and stuff like that. And I went to, this is the first ever time I met one of the DJ Fusion. First ever time I met him in as well. I went in there, and this guy just kept playing these songs. I'm just there in the corner with my little Shazam on.
The whole night was just down, like
I
this.
Just pressing Shazam the whole night. So it became a thing where like every Monday I was just going there, and I, bro, it was mad, it was active.
I went to be an A&R in the club. You know,
this is how I knew UK clubs changed from American to shifting into UK music.
When you stop hearing American music.
Fam, the first time I went out, where, because you need to think like, a lot of American music was still getting played. Until I heard The Game Is Mine in a club. I said, what? I was like, yo, but we've been cocaine the foil. What? Yeah. And I was like, and Gala, people, like,
Gala loving it.
Because I was in there, it was like student night on a Monday.
Yeah.
So I was probably like, what, 2019? And then I'm hearing all these songs and all these white girls.
Bro.
And
I'm
like, and you know all the lyrics is
that?
Yeah.
Bro, when I heard CBiz get played,
yeah,
and people are really like, like, what I mean, it was shutting it down. I was like, yeah.
It was mad.
That era now,
it's changed.
It's done.
It's done.
I was hearing that, and then straight after you hear the Fredo one, fuck them, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Bro, it was mad. 100, like, ain't on it, yeah.
I was like, yeah. It's mad.
That's when I was like, yeah, it's the same for me, man.
Yeah, see, I don't like that.
You don't
I like sweet music.
Yeah.
I think it depends on who's around you and what the atmosphere is as well. Because some
like
people get too gassed.
Either.
Too, why?
You don't like bashment?
Not all the time, bashment. Because you want to automatically run and grab a batty. like every time.
I never used to even listen to bashment until like one of my boys, JSD, like he's from St. Lucia, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
So every time he was in his car, he was just playing all this, like Popcorn was probably one of my favorite artists ever now.
Yeah.
I can never used to listen to a Popcorn song ever until probably like 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
And now, like, I listen to Popcorn now and I'm like, I go crazy, bro.
Same.
I swear that. Like, I never used to like it.
You need to listen to some house music, you know?
I like it with a house music.
Yeah.
There's a song called Panic Room.
Camelphat.
Welcome to. Bro, I'm like, Sorry, that song's hard.
You know, that is too deep for me, you know.
Too techie. Do you know what? I like vocals in it, so like, at the start of the song when the girl's singing, Hellraising, bro.
It's hard.
Would you ever make like a house track, maybe on a house rhythm, but like spit to it?
Funny thing is,
like gangster.
So
not even. That kind of like. I mean,
on a house tune,
on
a house beat.
Yeah, on a house beat.
So ages ago, some guy sent me like a beat in it, but I don't even know what was like electro type of like house.
Oh, okay.
Like he sent me that kind of thing, and I was like, yeah, that's not really my thing. But you can find someone else.
Scouseman house,
that. I'm probably. Like on a house tune. If the money was good,
Man said if it's
probably
good.
My guy makes bare peas from what's his name now? And he does house music. But he spits on house. I can't remember.
Spits on house.
Tom Zanetti? Would you even class that as house?
I think that's
Is it a specific genre?
People love man.
I think it's because he's good looking though.
You think? Nah.
I don't know. His music's not that. It's quite basic.
The song, have you heard Darling? Darling. The beat's called.
That was when we was in uni.
Yeah.
You see a girl in the white shoes and a shorts white shoes. And a white vest.
where were you? White shorts and vest.
Like, I don't know, crop top. What do you call it?
The shirts, like the patterned shirts.
No, the your white, you know.
Like a blouse, like a white blouse thing.
Nah, so this is the uni starter pack.
Okay.
It's either white Air Force Ones or white Vans.
Yeah.
Denim pants, blue, or denim shorts, blue, and then a crop top.
Okay.
But like a white one. Or
a crop top?
Not a crop top, like a white.
Like
vest.
A blouse?
No.
Yeah, so it's got like string here, but it's like.
Yeah, and then it's short though. Not short.
Yeah.
It's a blouse is a dress, isn't it?
No. What?
Is it
what? Nah.
A blouse is not a dress, is it?
Nah. If you type like blouse crop top in, you'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah. I said a blouse is a dress.
Blouse.
Any fashion stylist or women want to come on and correct this?
Maybe it's a blouse, you know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Nah, blouse is a bit loose still.
Isn't a blouse just the top?
Yeah, but it's like, I think the material makes it a blouse.
Okay. So it's quite light material.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Mm. Mad. But anyway, yeah, what's coming up next for Philly D?
I sort of wanted to take a break for a bit, but obviously I'm itching to release music as well.
Yeah.
And like, I've got friends telling me, like, do more drill music, but I'm not really
into the drill.
Yeah, I like drill. I listen to a lot of drill music, and I love drill music. But like with me, like I don't do the kind of stuff they all say, like
what they're talking about.
So I can, like, the most I want, that was like a fun drill, so I can do stuff like that.
Yeah,
and just not make a like violent kind of drill.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on like a couple of drill songs at the minute, and then I'm working on the next project as well. So I'm looking for people to sort of work with.
Okay. You heard it here.
Yeah. So
anyone who wants to
shout me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for singers.
Yeah.
And people to obviously bring their own ideas and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I want to be inspired a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Cool.
So where can they find you?
Yeah. I'm on Instagram, Philly Djan. So you can find me there. I'm on Twitter as well, but I don't go on there. So probably Instagram. That's
we'll put all the information in the description. Obviously, people will be able to find Philly. What's your tape called and everything?
It's called Voice Notes and Therapies. Mm-hmm. Out now on all platforms. So
I'm the king of voice notes.
You can catch that anywhere. That's a funny story. That's how my thing came about. Someone sent me a voice note.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my boys. Like in the summer during lockdown, where like everyone was going through a tough time and like I was struggling and stuff like that, and he sent me the voice note on the intro song that I released, and like that kicked me off from there, and then basically the therapy side of it was just me talking about me using music as therapy, like to obviously take up my time and like make something different from myself through the lockdown, and like finding something that I wanted to do, something that I love, and how music was being a therapy to me and stuff like that. And that's why I started making sad songs first,
because
that's how it was. And then I thought you can't just pull out like 15 sad songs. One of the songs Sweet Talker with that I wrote that one in like 2018, but I only had the chorus.
Okay.
Sort of thing, but I didn't have a beat or nothing.
2018?
Yeah, but I was like a joke. No, like on your note, on your phone and notes. So like when you get a new phone, if you sign in, all your notes and that. So when I started rapping again, I just looked at that, I was like, right, that's mad. Yeah. And the hook was still there. And I was just on YouTube trying to find the beat for ages. And I ended up finding that one. It's expensive, but it was worth it, so it was cool.
Yeah.
Question, do you have any like music that has a memory to? So there's like set music now that I can listen to and I can tell you like the date, the place I was when I heard it, the person I was with, or the feeling I was feeling. Do you have any music like that?
I've got a few songs like that. Like that, Sweet Talking, I've just been talking about, like that one, it's got like, it's sampled with like an old Ghanaian song. Mm. So every time I listen to that, sort of just takes me back there to my roots in Ghana and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the intro one, every time I hear that, I just remember the day like that that song came about. So I remember hearing the beat and I was sort of just like freestyling the whole, like writing it on my phone and stuff like that, because it was just talking about me, so it was easy to write it. Type of thing, you know what I mean? So it was like basically writing like an autobiography, is it?
Yeah, type of thing.
So it was that kind of thing. And then the misunderstood one, which like, I talk about my parents and stuff that happened when I was younger and all stuff like
Are
that.
Are your parents still in Ghana?
Nah, they all live over here. I just don't see them. So
The last question to end off: if you had to collab with anyone,
J-Hus. That's the main man. Like, yeah. No one even comes close. Like, I just think he's. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe him.
Yeah.
The guy's a genius. Like, just mad. So like, sometimes now, like, I'll be on YouTube just listening to stuff he hasn't released.
Okay.
Like,
unreleased stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, like he's with stuff that he's played on Instagram Live.
People record the
videos and it's on Instagram Live. And I'd just be there listening to them, like looking for some inspiration and stuff.
I like his freestyles,
bro. He's so good.
Zinedine Zidane.
That's what
that one is called.
You know,
you not heard it? Zinedine Zidane.
So he brought a Crovan line out in it.
Yeah. I saw that.
And to promote it.
Yeah.
To promote it in like a freestyle. Where he walks in with his boy. And he's like, yo, Skrills. And the boy's like, yo, he's like, slap on the beat for me. And then he's like, Zinedine. And the boy goes, Zidane. He's a bad man. He goes, yes, I am.
Yeah.
And he just starts free, bro. It's cold.
J-Hus has got talent still.
Yeah, the guy.
But I rate J-Hus because no one knows what man does.
Yeah, he kind of goes off the radar and just comes back.
Doesn't know what.
And he's loved.
Yeah.
The love doesn't drop. Like, he'll go for 2 years, come back, and everyone's like, yeah, J-Hus.
It's mad because you never hear photos of him getting spotted on road.
Mm.
Like, the only thing I heard about J-Hus recently is that he's going to have a baby with Loz.
Yeah, his girl's pregnant.
But I swear he was with her.
That's what I'm saying. No one even knew they were even still a thing.
She was in uni, innit?
I'm not even
like
sure.
Like a couple of years back.
Yeah, maybe.
I swear they were together a couple of years back.
Yeah, is that right?
But this is what I'm saying. She's active on socials.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you telling me someone who's always active on socials, she's always spotted, or you always know her movements? How don't you know my man's movements?
He's Juju J, isn't he?
Juju J.
Yeah, I don't like all that Juju stuff.
Man's the pigeon in front of her.
Loz's house.
He fully disappears.
Do you know what? He went to Gambia for a bit, you know.
Is he from Gambia?
Yeah.
That scares me because I remember he come back from Gambia, and he's like,
when he's tweeting,
I'm judged off or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's tweeting the maddest.
He tweets like Kanye.
Yeah, he
tweets like Kanye.
So some of them make sense though. Some of them, like,
I follow him on Twitter, and he has periods.
Yeah,
and not gonna lie, the whole Juju J stuff, not gonna lie, put me off him.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, I've got a few friends like that. But I know they still listen to him. Yeah, like, I'm not doing judge.
I was being put off.
We can't release this. So I'm not gonna lie.
Can you say one of my boys had that story like a couple of weeks ago?
Which one?
While his manager and
what? Oh yeah. I'll tell you. Say what you was gonna say.
Like my friends will say don't listen to him and that, but then it's the same with Drake. My man's chatting 666 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, but isn't that his area code?
Yeah, but you can relate it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, is you can still see.
I don't know.
But it was calm until I heard one of the songs. He was like, behind closed doors, six God worshipping and stuff like that. And
so I don't know what this six God thing is, innit?
I think from where he's from, it's like the area code's
it's
like
the six.
Yeah, it's a six. Yeah. So that's, and he's trying to say he's the God of that.
Oh,
the
okay.
God. Yeah.
But then J-Hus will openly tell you that. Yeah. But this man is actually mad. What on this subject? It come out on the Daily Mirror or Daily Mirror. I saved it on my Twitter actually because the shit was just mind-boggling. My guy who pulled Saka, what was his name?
Okay,
yo, man was doing South American juju chants.
When?
When he was taking the pen.
Ugh, I don't know, man.
I wouldn't surprise me.
In it. Chiellini claims he put a curse on Saka before he missed the decisive penalty in the Euro 2020 final. Video shows Italian Malvin, South American Kirocco, Hex, during England stars run off. Mad. To be honest, I believe it. I don't know, man. He looks about 70. Chiellini, man.
I don't know how he's still playing.
Nah, trust me. Man's been playing since like 1996 or some shit, man. He's old.
He's amazing, though. Mad story, though. This is actually a true story. I've told these one bare times, and they Googled it. But so, Have you ever wondered why there isn't no like Asian teams in like India or Sri Lanka have never been in the World Cup? Mm.
The man of dead, you can't play footy.
No, there's a reason behind it. So, in the late 60s,
yeah,
they played Nigeria, innit? But the score was that ridiculous. It was like 54-0.
To who?
To them.
You said they put a curse on them?
Yeah, no, it's actually a real story. Mad. Like, they said they were seeing like lions and tigers and... Bro, I get it all now. So I remember it was when I went to Nigeria.
Wait, during the game?
Bro. Yeah.
Seeing lions during the game?
Yeah. It was that's either mad. India or... So, it see, that's actually funny. Because the first thing I type in, India versus Nigeria, 99-1. It was that wild. The match ended with India scoring 99 goals and Nigeria scoring just one. Yeah, so this it's actually a true story.
Josh Fax back
99-1.
Yeah, so they said they were seeing. I'll take that. You say they were seeing that there was like it was like in the like late 50s or early 60s, and they were playing India, and they said every time they were under attack, they would see like wild creatures coming towards
Nigeria
them.
Or India would see wild creatures.
Nigeria. But it's like India. It's say like you're charging at me now to get the ball. A lion come at you. You're like, oh shit. You're like putting this. But it's actually real fact. Real fact. To where they destroyed them with it. And like, yeah, it was like I remember when I was like really small, and my granddad, because my granddad was telling me this, because he was alive during that time, and he witnessed it. And he was telling me, like, this is what they did.
Mm.
And it was a big thing. And he came out saying, yeah, we did, like...
The Indians did?
Yeah.
So Nigeria got them back?
What?
Nigeria got them back?
No, the game became a no contest.
Oh, mad.
Yeah, and that's why they don't play.
Rah.
Because of that
good?
Yeah, no, what?
Nah, because they committed that, and it, so they're just like, I'm not going to play.
Oh. Yeah, they just don't play. That's why you never see them in the international level.
That is mad.
That's crazy.
That's true, then. That is...
Yeah.
So I was thinking... Crazy. I was mad you said that, because I've never heard of an Indian footy team, you know?
Yeah.
I always seen, like, at the last World Cup, I've seen, like, Iran.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know them, but I've never
seen them.
Never
seen
them.
That's mad.
But, yeah. I mean, we're coming to the end of the pod. We ended it on
I'm a crazy man.
Conspiracy. Crazy man. But yeah, thanks for the detail. For
of course.
Coming.
Thanks for having me.
Man. Everyone go stream his.
At 2.
Yeah, to stream his voice notes and therapy.
Don't do it.
Follow him on
don't
Instagram.
Don't do it.
No, that's you.
Say again. What happened?
Sorry.
He's
waiting.
I don't know what's going on.
I thought you, man, were going to do it.
Mad,
yeah.
Hashu!
Bless you.
Bless you.
Gabriele Zulu!
Wait. It's sick, you know?
Hey, Jesus' new official song, yeah.
Come
on. Just shout us for copyright and you'll
we'll
send it over.
We need to take the snippet
and
send
it. Yeah, we will, don't worry.
Jesus.
But,
imagine, like, a whole, like, stage go. Jesus! Bless you! Jesus!
Bless you!
Gabriela Zeus! Oh my god! Bro, the Etihad will be flying.
Do you know the way that they turn around and do what's it called? The punk command or whatever?
Yeah.
They'll be doing this.
Hey, man.
Oh, I'm the only one who got that sound like that. That was terrible. Oh, on that note, anyway, thanks for the D family.
Yeah,
and catch the Front Left podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, all them things. Peace out.
Safe.